Hello, More Than Small Talk podcast friends. This is Holly. Each week, we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. Today, I'm sharing some thoughts to help you feel less overwhelmed. Years ago, barely old enough to vote or drink, I got on a long flight to California to speak in my first conference. I had two simple, terrifying responsibilities: teach workshops on writing and meet with attendees who wanted me to review their work. In between meetings and workshops, I wandered around the retreat center under canopies of giant redwoods. I prayed in the stillness and rested in the silence. But behind the podium or around tables of strangers, I felt disconnected and lonely. I wish I'd listened to that feeling back then, leaned in, and asked some wiser than my years part of me, "What are you trying to say?" Instead, I pushed myself harder. Starting a blog, launching an online community, and writing books led to more speaking invitations and a packed schedule. Like the wallflower asked to step onto the dance floor, I said yes to everything and everyone. I danced and danced, spoke and spoke, smiled and smiled. But I could sense the depression and anxiety I'd battled for most of my life coming back. A few years ago, I went to another lovely conference far away, and I gave the keynote. The following morning, in the last session, I stood in a beautiful room with wonderful people and couldn't stop crying. It had been a whirlwind year, 20 trips in 12 months, and I was emotionally bankrupt. We all get lost from ourselves from time to time. Somewhere in the pursuit of happiness and approval, I left my truest self standing on the side of the road. When we find ourselves living as someone we're not, we need to pay attention. When we start chasing external rewards that leave us empty inside, it's time to reconsider what matters. We can pause and ask ourselves, what does the path I'm on lead to for me? Forget where it takes others. If what you're pursuing leads to exhaustion and dissatisfaction, then it's not happiness. No matter how good you are at it, no matter how many likes it's gotten you, no matter if you think so many people would be glad to have this. I've started traveling and speaking again, although still not as often, and now I'm doing it in a way that fits who I'm created to be. I serve others better. I come home happier. I take the next step stronger. You can find what I share today in my new book, The Powerful Purpose of Introverts: Why the World Needs You to Be You. You can also take a free one-minute quiz on my site, hollygirth.com, to find out what percent introvert you are. And we'll have another More Than Small Talk episode for you soon. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll share this with a friend today so they can be encouraged too.